Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's up, LA Hackers? This is your host, Stefan, and welcome to episode number 81 of the Life Hacks LA podcast. Got another great one for you today. I'm interviewing Justin from Just Trek. We're going to be talking about one of our favorite subjects, which is hiking in and near Los Angeles. Now, we did this as a live last week, a live on Instagram, but he dropped so many great hints and tips and tricks about hiking in LA that I wanted to share it here on the podcast as well. We specifically wanted to talk about day trip hikes, which is hikes you can do within 2 hours of Los Angeles, but you're out all day long, you know, maybe 7 or 8 hours, but then you can still come home and sleep in your own bed. So that's what we kind of based our conversation around, since we've done other hiking episodes in the past. Also, Justin explains a bucket list experience he did recently that has to do with hikes. And I'm excited to announce that we are going to do a giveaway related to that. I'll let you listen to the interview so you can hear all about that, and then we'll talk about it again in my hacks at the end of the episode. But the cool thing is, we did this interview last week, and if you're listening to this podcast on the day of release, it's April 14th, but we're not doing the giveaway till the end of April 2021. So if you're listening within a week or so of this being released on the podcast, you still got a chance to jump on our Instagram and get in on that giveaway, because it's going to be epic. All right, guys, that's all I got for you right now. Let's jump into this interview with Justin. And like I said, hang out till the end, where I'll have my own special hacking hike for you. All right, take care, and I'll see you on the other side. What's up, LA Hackers? This is Stefan, and welcome to another episode of the Life Hacks LA broadcast here, LA Hackers Live. And today we're going to be talking about hiking. I'm going to do it with this very special guest, Justin from Just Trek. And we're also announcing a really special giveaway. It's going to be amazing. We just found out 2 hours ago. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. It's a bucket list activity. I'm really super excited to be giving this away. So stay tuned for that. And of course, if you have any questions, we'll catch those at the end. We'll try to scroll through and keep up with you. But we'll get Justin on here. And we're going to talk about epic LA day trip hiking. Actually, let me pin a comment, as always, for people who are joining us late so they know what we're talking about here. Okay, pin comment. Where'd he go? Where'd he go, Justin? Just Trek. All right. Just Trek. There he is. There he is. What's up, Justin?
Oh, it's still connecting on my screen. Oh,
okay, there we go.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Now, is that my internet or your internet? Because I know my internet just craps out all the time. That really drives me crazy.
Probably mine, but we're all good now.
Yeah, I think mine was good right before we got on. So, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, it's almost the weekend. Thinking already of some weekend hikes that I want to do. So. Just excited to be on this. I've been following you for a couple of years now. I used to work for this travel app, and definitely one of the resources I look to for activities besides my own network was like accounts such as yours. So it's really cool to be on this platform.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So you're already thinking about hiking, huh?
I'm thinking about hiking as soon as the weekend's already over on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So,
all right, cool. So we'll jump into this. This is for the podcast as well. We're talking to Justin from Just Trek. He has a podcast and an Instagram about hiking in Los Angeles. And, you know, we've done hiking episodes before because it's so popular. But yes, this episode, we're specifically going to talk about, like, day trip hiking, because, you know, you've got the short hikes like Runyon, Palos Verdes, and then you've got the, you know, overnight camping. So I thought we would talk about day trip hikes. I'm excited to talk about that with you. But before we do, Justin, can you just tell us a little bit more about yourself? Where are you from originally, and how did you come to Los Angeles?
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from the East Coast, born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. And I came out to Los Angeles a long time ago, back in 2004. I came out here for college. I went to Loyola Marymount University, right by here, right by LAX, super gorgeous campus. And it was like through college where I started to really like make a name for myself as this like passionate dancer, specifically a break dancer. and also an event producer within the street dance community scene. And then I was at LMU for 4 years. And then I actually left LA and I moved to Seattle for 1 year.
Wow.
And that was because my parents had relocated to Seattle. So I just naturally went up there as well. And then after a year of being up there, I really enjoyed my time up there. But what I wanted to do at that time, I think it was 2009, I wanted to be a talent manager. So I bought a one-way ticket back to Los Angeles in 2009, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we talked about it before. People that listen to my podcast know I'm from Seattle. But there's a big Filipino community out there. There's a big breakdancing community out there. So I'm sure you had a good time while you're out there. In fact, my niece just joined. She's Filipino and she's a breaker. So that's interesting.
Oh, no way.
And she's in Seattle right now. So that's why it caught my attention when I saw her on there. Anyway, I want to get
fellow B-girls.
What's that?
What's up, fellow B-girls?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So and that's one of the things that caught my attention about your account. You know, is I saw one of your videos and you were like, tearing it up on this mountain. I was like, that's hot. You know, like you were breaking, doing some moves with some of your buddies. And I was like, it really caught my attention. But that's pretty awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background as a breaker? So when you came back to LA, were you doing that throughout the years? And what type of events were you doing when it comes to breakdancing?
Yeah, sure. So I first learned back in Baltimore, back in the year 2000. God, that sounds like forever ago. But I was in this musical Broadway show, and there's these two people, Mark Nieto and Luis Guanzon, who took me under their wing, taught me the fundamentals. I fell in love with it instantly. And it wasn't until I moved out to LA for college that like dance passion like really take off for myself. And I started throwing events on campus after college. One of them was called Claws Out. It had a lot of national and international notoriety. We flew out a lot of dancers. They were competing for big cash prizes. And actually, one of the events I produced during college went overall event of the year. So that was like a really cool thing for me.
Are these dancing events that people come to watch you guys perform, or what type of events are you talking about?
Yeah. So in addition to me being a dancer and battling myself and performing, I would produce these hip hop breaking competitions at college and also outside of college, where we would put up like a $3,000 cash prize. It was sponsored by like Red Bull and Scion. And crews from all over the United States and also internationally will come to compete for the Claws Out event. And that was a wild time, you know. I was in three different dance crews. I was in a crew called Diamonds in the Rough. That was my college crew. Another crew called Battlesnakes, a playoff Rattlesnakes. And another one called The Militia. And it was like really... It was getting into dance that kind of like ignited that like creative spirit. And it even led me to a dream job of mine about 7-8 years ago. I was a talent manager for a celebrity dance group that they're called IME Crew. They won MTV's America's Best Dance Crew season 6. They were season 6. And yeah, it was just crazy what dance afforded me. And that's been my background and a big like identity for myself for the past like 13, 14 years, but I definitely took a break from that. And that's how it kind of, and you know, the whole dance thing segues into how I got into hiking.
Yeah. And that's what I want to ask you about next, because obviously in Los Angeles, we have amazing hiking here. A lot of people are into hiking. I'm into it somewhat, you know, a couple times a month, but like you're super passionate about it. You have a podcast, you have a blog, you have a Instagram. So what started you in hiking? Like how did you become so passionate about hiking specifically?
Yes, so my journey began in, it was April 2017. And it's kind of crazy, I didn't realize this until yesterday, but today is my 4-year hiking anniversary. I know, I was like, do people celebrate this? No, doesn't matter, I'm going to celebrate it. And I guess I'm celebrating it by doing the show with you, so thank you.
Nice, nice.
You know, it was, how did it become like how did I become passionate about it? So at that time in 2017, I stopped being a dancer. I stopped competing at these competitions, performing. And it was really the absence of dance in my life that led me to hiking, because the absence of dance left a void in me, you know, like that was my physical and like mental outlet. So when I started getting into hiking in April 2017, just like chill hikes, beginner hikes in Malibu, Santa Monica Mountains, it began to like fill in that void for me, I would say. But specifically, I would say that it became something that I became passionate about. There's actually a specific moment. I'll never forget it. So it actually happened pretty early in my hiking journey. And I went to this place called Sandstone Peak up in the Santa Monica Mountains. And this was only my second week of my journey, right? And for those people listening who are not familiar, Sandstone Peak is the tallest mountain in all of the Santa Monica Mountains. It's like 3,100 something feet, I believe. And I did it as a sunset hike. And it's about like an hour away from the airport up to PCH. And I'll just never forget that day, because since I did it as a sunset hike, I'll never forget how the sun was hitting all the different mountain faces around me. And it really felt like the whole world was like glowing like around me. And that's like where I had that kind of like epiphany and like strong realization, like, wow, I might've discovered something that I'm going to become passionate about and learn to love. Like when I first discovered dance, because I don't know what it was. I was just so mind blown up there, because one, it took me 13 years to even discover hiking in LA besides like the Culver City stairs or like Runyon. Right.
Yeah.
And I could just see so far out into the distance, and I couldn't believe that this was only like an hour away from Los Angeles. I could see like infinite mountain layers. I could see the ocean. I could kind of see the city in the distance. And I just never seen views like that before. And it was really up there at Sandstone Peak that kind of, you know, got my creative juices flowing again. And I was like, wow, I think I found something that I'm going to really take to and like become passionate about.
That's awesome. That moment captured you. And, you know, so many people struggle finding something they're passionate about. You know, like you ask people, what are you passionate about? Sometimes they struggle to answer it. So it's pretty cool that you're able to pivot, take all that passion and energy you have for dance, which takes a lot of passion and energy, and then turn it into hiking, and not just do it as a hobby, but turn it into this entire brand and lifestyle. And yeah, that's awesome, man. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Justin from Just Trek, and we've got an exciting announcement. This just came to us like 2 hours ago. So I'm going to let you announce it, but wait till I get to that question. And then when you answer that question, you can go ahead and announce what we're giving away here.
You're going to put it on me, huh?
I'm going to put it on you, man. Cool. It's your 4-year anniversary. I'm going to let you announce how awesome this giveaway that we have coming. But you know what cue I'm talking about, right? What I'm going to ask you. And then after you explain that experience, you can talk about the giveaway.
Okay. So after that experience. Okay.
Yeah. So they know what they're getting into.
Sure.
But so let's talk about, like I said, we're talking about day hikes, right? Not just stuff that takes an hour. And we're not talking about stuff that's like, you know, you're camping overnight, but stuff that probably, you know, you're going to be there all day, you know, but you're going to sleep in your own bed when you come back at night. Can you share some of your favorite hiking places that fit that description for people who want to get out and have an adventure, but then come back home that same day or at night?
Yeah, sure. So that's been like my thing, like these full on day hikes, because they're just full on adventures. And I'm just going to quickly define like what I think as a day hike. So like just what you said, a hike where, you know, it takes the entire day. You can kind of think of it as like taking a work day, right? And typically these hikes for me are anywhere from like 7 to 10+ miles. Maybe they take anywhere from like 5 to 10 hours. And it's just the most incredible thing to do, to put yourself out there in nature and on these mountains. And some of my favorite hiking places where I like doing these epic, spectacular day hikes is definitely one in particular. And it's the San Gabriel Mountains, or the Angeles National Forest. And for people not familiar, the San Gabriel Mountains is the mountain range behind downtown LA. And there's one specific mountain there that's really special. It's called Mount Baldy. And that's the tallest peak in all of LA County. It's 10,064 feet. It's like a 10 to 11 mile hike, depending what route you do. And it's just like, I just can't believe that it's an hour east of downtown LA, right? Yeah. And I always tell people I consider it our local Mount Everest, because it's always the mountain in the back that has snow.
Yeah.
And so you can actually go up there and have a real mountaineering experience if you have that kind of, you know, knowledge, right? But that whole area, like that hike itself, Mount Baldy, you know, it's a challenge, but you can build yourself up to it. And also that general area is just so gorgeous, like the Angeles National Forest. And there's a lot of epic day hikes even just surrounding the San Gabriel Mountains, such as there's another peak called Cucamonga Peak. That's like a 12 to 14 mile hike. And the actual summit of Cucamonga Peak is just so spectacular. You can literally see views of the entire Inland Empire. And it's like a real peak and ledge where you can take like your Instagram photos and a lot of really awesome content. But you got to earn it, right?
Yeah.
But the cool thing about that hike is, even if you don't go all the way up there, the beginning section is this place called Ice House Canyon. And it's this beautiful forest area that has a stream that goes through it. And I think you'll appreciate this, Stefan. It definitely has the Pacific Northwest vibes. Hmm. Like if you're in Washington State or Oregon. So I always love going there because it's already close to the Mount Baldy trailhead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also another local hike there called Sunset Peak. It's like about like, you can either do it as a 5.5 mile hike or an 8 mile hike, depending which route you take. You know, you choose your poison. And that's like a favorite local peak of a lot of in the community. It's like where people celebrate their birthdays, they celebrate one another. And sometimes it can be a fiesta at top, but they always make sure to, you know, pack in what they pack out and leave no trace. And also just to jump out of that like Mount Baldy area within the San Gabriels, I also like to highlight the front range of the San Gabriel Mountains, which what I'm talking about is like these hikes are closer to like Altadena, Pasadena. There's another epic day hike called Strawberry Peak. And it's not it's not what it like it sounds like. It doesn't sound all there's no strawberries on top. You're not
unicorns.
There's no unicorns. You're not dancing through a prairie field or any of that. But yeah, that's like about, I think that's a 7 to 8 mile hike, good amount of elevation gain. And that's a solid one. There's signs up top you can take photos with. And the views are just so spectacular up there as well. And I think you're familiar with this next hike I'm going to mention. There's a hike called Echo Mountain, but you can take it all the way up to Inspiration Point. And it's in that Altadena, Pasadena area. And what's cool is most people I feel that are in Los Angeles County, they're familiar with Echo Mountain because of the ruins, because it's only like 2.5 miles to get up there. But a lot of people don't know that you can extend that hike and go to this really majestic overlook called Inspiration Point. And at the top there, there's this huge like hut, and there's all these telescopes with the different names of the different city names of LA, like blazoned on the side of the telescope. Oh, and that's a 10 mile hike.
Jeez.
So that one's a really good challenge. And I always tell people, if you want to do the big day hikes like a Mount Baldy, a Cucamonga Peak, first try Inspiration Point via Echo Mountain because it's 10 miles long. It's around like 25 to 2,700 elevation gain.
One way, 10 miles?
Total. So five miles up, 5 miles down. Yeah, usually when I reference mileage, unless I specify one way, it's the total mileage.
Okay. I'm still learning all the hiker lingo.
Yeah, and then for people who aren't familiar with what I mean by elevation gain, that's the amount of feet that you're climbing during the hike. So it's really like the elevation gain along with the distance of the hike that really determines how difficult it is. So if you're like a beginner, you know, just start off with hikes that are like 1 to 3 miles or minimal elevation gain, like below 500 feet, because a lot of these big day hikes are like 2,500, 3,000, 4,000. And if you see those kind of stats, that's how you know, like, oh, this is a serious hike.
All right. So those are some great ones. And I actually have a follow-up question. But before we do that, I just want to say hello to Hiking Honey. We had her on here before. She was doing more like overnight camping stuff. But she's given us a few comments here. So I just want to say hi to her. So, Justin, for someone that typically goes to Culver City Stairs or Runyon Canyon, if they wanted to graduate to the hikes that you're talking about, these day hikes, and you gave some great examples there, is it something that you would recommend that they bring someone more experienced with them the first couple times, or they're not that bad and you can kind of just tackle it?
Yeah, ideally, if you can find a friend or a hiking buddy or someone like in a hiking group maybe to go along with, especially if you're not, because a lot of times with these big day hikes, you got to know where you're going navigation wise, right? Mm-hmm. So it definitely is a big advantage and helps a lot if you can have someone that's done the trail before and or is like a seasoned hiker, somewhat experienced. Like, I definitely highly recommend that. But you can learn to be self-sufficient and build yourself up.
Yeah, you probably got to know your limits. Like, if you're getting tired, you didn't bring the right equipment, then you got to turn around at some point and not go all the way and say, okay, I'll tackle it another day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with starting to do big day hikes, the most ideal thing you want to do is build yourself up. I always say the best training for hiking is hiking. So you know, if you're first beginning out, you want to first start with hikes that are 1 to 3 miles, minimal elevation gain. Then you increase it 3 to 5, 5 to 7, more elevation gain, and you build and build yourself up so that your body is used to that conditioning. Because a lot of times people, they may be fit, you know, they go to the gym, they lift, decent cardio, but when they hit the hiking trails, it's a whole different story.
Yeah, it's a totally different type of workout. It's interesting how the body's like that. You know, you see this big buff guy, but then they can't do cardio, mm-hmm. or vice versa. But so I'm excited to ask you about this next question, because you had mentioned this today is your 4-year anniversary of hiking, but it also was recently your birthday. I saw the video, I'm sure a lot of people saw it, of you bungee jumping off the Bridge to Nowhere, something that I've heard about for a long time, been in the back of my mind as a bucket list activity. But the Bridge to Nowhere is really popular. Can you describe what it was like to hike there? And then let's get into like what that was like to actually bungee jump off that famous bridge.
Woo!
I know that's a big question.
Man, it's an adventure, I must say. Mm-hmm. And so I've actually done the Bridge to Nowhere hike twice before. Mm. And so I always told myself when I got to the bridge and I looked up, I was like, nah, I don't think I'll ever do that. I'll never do that bungee America bungee jump. That looks a little crazy. I can see the rocks below and the river. Like, I don't know if that's really my thing, right? But I guess the backtrack. So this hike, just in and of itself, it's such an adventure. And you have to hike 5 miles in to get to this bridge. And this whole area is about, it's about an hour east of downtown LA. It's within the San Gabriel Mountains Angeles National Forest. So it's pretty deep inside of it. And even the drive going in there, that's how you know, like, oh, this is like a real hike. Like, this is going to be an all-day adventure. And so my experience that day was, and how I came to wanting to do that, I've done it twice before, like I mentioned. And then I was like, what should I do for my birthday? You know, last year I wasn't able to do anything. Like, everything was literally shut down and closed, our local parks and mountains. I was like, maybe I should just do something a little crazy and just terrify myself on my birthday. And I was like, what can I do? I was like, oh yeah, there's that Bridge to Nowhere bungee jumping thing. Like, that might be kind of crazy. So I gathered some of my hiking crew, you know, shout outs to Matt, Mark, Jet, Francis, and most of them jumped with me too. And so we got to the trailhead at 7 a.m. So you have to like wake up early for this. So you probably have to wake up around like 5 a.m. You have to, you know, make sure you have all the right gear. I wouldn't say the hike itself is expert or like super challenging or strenuous. You just have to be very aware of what's ahead of you. You could be like a moderate hiker, I would say, or just be with the right people. And the reason that hike is an adventure is because you have to hike 5 miles in, but there's like 10 to 12 river crossings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And depending on the month and the time of the year, it can be as high as your ankle, as high as like your knee. And so you're like fording the river. You feel like you're like in the Oregon Trail video game, or you feel like you're in the Bible trekking through the river. I don't know.
Wow. What was it like when you went this last time?
It was good. The water levels weren't as high as my first two times, but it was still like really adventurous and fun. Like, definitely, no matter what time of the year you do it, your boots or hiking shoes and socks are going to be absolutely drenched.
Oh, wow.
So you have to bring extra socks. I would highly recommend bringing like a hiking stick or a hiking pole to help stabilize yourself when you're crossing the river. Like, it's very doable, but it helps, you know, with you not slipping on the rocks underneath of you.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, shout outs to Alex from Bungee America. Like, he prepped everybody up at 7 a.m., let us know what we were going to get ourselves into. And his speech got everybody amped up. And then we were like, all right, let's go. And there was like, you know, there was like 40 to 50 of us. And I was like, wow, we're like a mini hiking army right now.
That's awesome. You got everyone all pumped up so they could do it, huh?
Yeah, and that's what's really cool how they go about it. It's like, if you want the full experience, definitely take them at their word and meet up with the rest of the group so you can be around that energy and also just be around other outdoor and hiking enthusiasts, right?
Yeah.
And so you're trekking through the San Gabriel Canyons. There's not like a lot of elevation gain, but like the views are so beautiful. You're literally trekking through the canyons. And it almost feels like parts of it feels like if you're kind of like in the Narrows in Zion a bit. It kind of has that feel. And you're fording the river back and forth, and then some parts are kind of flat, and then there's these giant yucca plants that are trying to stab you along the way. And then, you know, the path isn't very, like, clear a lot of times, but you just know that you have to follow the San Gabriel River. And obviously, you know, the Bungee America has a bunch of instructors and staff guiding everyone and making sure everyone's safe and everything's all good, right?
Yeah. And what was the jump itself like? Like when you were, because I imagine the hardest part must be right before you jumped, right? So what was that? Can you describe that feeling like when you're on the bridge and you're getting ready to jump? Did they have to convince you? Did you have any hesitation or what was that like?
So, yeah. So to fast forward, we got to the bridge, right? And I actually just committed to one jump.
Uh-huh.
I didn't commit to two jumps, which is what I actually ended up doing. So when they put me in the harness, they do this whole instructional thing. They have like a 32-year perfect record. And you learn about the history of the jump in the Bungee America vendor. Like, it's really cool, actually. And so they harnessed me in. They put on the helmet. And, of course, my friends were, like, hyping me up and getting, like, their phones and cameras ready. And I committed to doing the backwards plunge jump or the backwards starfish. And the other jump you can do is the Superman front dive. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm definitely not doing that. But what happened was right before I did my first jump, they always give you the opportunity to add more jumps, you know, as long as you're harnessed in.
Yeah.
At a discount rate too, right? So I think I'm just going to do one jump. And then my friend Mark and Jet, they're like, no. Like, do the two jumps. Like, you got to do it because apparently it's my birthday. And that's the best way to apparently experience the Bungee America experience. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh my God, guys, I hate you so much. I hate both of you so much. Fine, F it. Like, I'll do it. So I committed to two jumps and I was just shaking my head, right? And I'll never forget. So I put, so when you get harnessed in, you put your leg over the bridge and and you're on top of a little red platform. It's not very big. It's very small. And I was like, oh wow, this is actually happening. And so since my first jump was the backwards plunge, I was facing the bridge and then you kind of have to like pump your knees up and down. And then they, you know, they instruct you and prep you. And then I think where it really gets you is when they do the countdown and they're like, all right, everybody, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you prep yourself and you just have to fully commit in order to make the jump, like, feel the best, right? And to do it as safely as possible. So I jumped backwards, put my hands out like a starfish. And I was like, oh my God, like that last second of the jump felt like forever. And then it's like you're free falling, but then you're totally safe, I guess. So it was just a big leap of faith. And then another crazy moment is when you first free fall, the cable goes up and down. So you're like dropping up and down, and then you're like screaming. And the funniest thing happened. So right before I jumped on my first jump, I actually screamed before I actually jumped. And I startled two women next to me. So they harmonized with me screaming as I was jumping down. It was so ridiculous. Like, I didn't even realize I did that.
There's multiple people jumping at the same time?
So there's two stations where you jump. And they let one go first, and then the other side does it. And then obviously there's a crowd around you just looking at you like, yo, like, don't wussy out. You better do it.
No pressure, right?
Yeah, and then so they started bringing me up, and I was like, oh, my God, that was so intense. Like, wow, what an incredible feeling. But I don't know if I can do that second one. So I was like, maybe I'll just cancel the second one. I'm good for the day, right? Yo, so they start bringing me up again, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna cancel it. And I was like, wait, I can't. I already committed. They're already paying for it. Alex said this is the best way to experience it. Ron, you know, the founder, also. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna man up, and it'll just go by quickly, right? So this second time is what really got me. So once again, I put my leg over the bridge, but this time I'm doing the Superman front dive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally facing outwards to my potential death, right? And I can see the rocks below in the river. And I was like, oh my God. That's when it really hit me. And then all of a sudden, they were like, all right, 5, 4, 3. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I just went out and jumped, fully committed. And I guess I did a front flip somehow. And wow, that was very exhilarating, but terrifying. And I'm so glad I did both jumps. It was definitely worth the experience. And then when they brought me up for the second time, what they always do is they tell you to put your hands out to see how much it's shaking, right? And so, yeah. Like, Ron was like, all right, put your hands out. And my hands were all like.
So I've heard about Bungie America for a really long time. You know, that's been a thing. Like you said, they've been in business for over 30 years. I think they're like one of the longest running companies, if not the longest, definitely in California for bungee jumping. And, you know, the whole Bridge to Nowhere, it's a whole experience. And the way you described it, I almost felt like I was there. But you know what would be better than you describing it? What's the only thing that could be better?
That's the cue, right?
Actually doing it, right? So what do we got for him today, Justin?
All right, check this out. For everybody tuning in, Bungie America, the experience that I just described to you all, is going to do a giveaway for a two-jump package. Woo!
Boom! So we're going to do it, co-giveaway, Bungie America, Justin, Just Trek, Lifehacks LA. We're not going to do it until the last week of this month, but you guys are the first to know. And it's going to, like Justin said, it's going to be a two-jump package. I mean, the Bridge to Nowhere bucket list. So make sure you watch out for that. I'm really excited, too, because this live, I'm going to do it on a podcast as well. And I hate doing stuff where they don't get to participate, too. So this podcast will be out Wednesday, the interview we're having now. So they get a chance to participate too. But yeah, guys, I'm super excited. It's one of our best giveaways. Thanks to Bungie America. They just hit us up after we posted about them today. And they were like, hey, let's do a giveaway. So super, super exciting. And you can experience for yourself what Justin just described. So super pumped about that.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the reason it's a two jump package is you want to experience both the jumps, the Superman front dive and the backwards plunge, because they're two completely different experiences. So if you're going to hike 5 miles in, you might as well do it and get the whole breadth of the experience. And yeah, it's just wild. You just got to make it count. So it just, that's the reason it's a two jump package, because they want you to have, it's not, they're trying to terrify you twice. They want you to get the full experience.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, and like you said, it's kind of like a, I don't know many people that go bungee jumping every weekend. So it's like a bucket list thing, or like you do it on your birthday, like you did. So, and you hiked all the way out there. It's the Bridge to Nowhere. I mean, you got to take advantage. I mean, you're there. You've already done the first jump. You got to go to the second one. Nice. But I'm super excited. That's an awesome giveaway, because I'm all about experiences. And that's what I, you know, started this account for, to share LA experiences. I want to encourage people to go out there and have a good time. So thanks to Bungie America. It's going to be awesome. And I can't wait to see the pictures and the video from whoever our winner is when we post that contest in about 2 weeks. So it's going to be awesome. Thanks for breaking the news, Justin. But let's get back to the question. So besides the breaking when you reach the top of the mountain, another thing that kind of like stood out to me about your videos is you're like sprinting up the mountain or down the mountain. I'm not sure what you're doing, but you're sprinting either way. Like you're with a couple people and you guys are just flying. So what is that all about? Like is that exercise you do normally? And are you picking places that are good for that? Like you were talking about elevation. Anyway, I'm just interested about that whole thing, because it just seems like a brutal exercise. So I'm interested to know more about that.
Yeah. So the videos that you were seeing in my Instagram stories was I've been slowly getting into trail running. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that was a thing. Like I didn't know that people like to run in the mountains and up elevation and descend. Like it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I think it can be a natural progression. Like you get into hiking, and the stronger you get at hiking, you start to maybe get into trail running. Like, I do not like running at all. Like, I hate it. But but if I'm in the mountains, it's an excuse, you know, to, like, see more views at a quicker pace, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's kind of how I warmed up to the idea of trail running, and also other guests that I had on the podcast, such as Elements of Daisy. Shout out to her and this guy, RJ Saria from Traverse Outdoors. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm slowly getting into trail running. And some of the areas that I like doing it as like a beginner are, I just go to my local hikes, like Temescal Canyon over here in the Pacific Palisades. There's some good sections where you can trail run. Los Leones, there's some sections that you can trail run. What I usually do is I hike up and then I trail run down. And what I've learned in trail running is you're supposed to hike the uphills. You're supposed to jog the flat sections, and then you're supposed to run the downhills. So that's kind of how you're supposed to go about it. And also a really great place to trail run is Griffith Park. Like that's probably one of the most ideal places to trail run, and also Kenaton State Park, because it's super wide fire roads and you can you can go as long as you want because a lot of the trails, like, you can extend them or they all interconnect.
Yeah, it's like you were saying earlier about conditioning your body. Like, I don't care how good a shape you're in something else. Like, mm-hmm. you would have to condition yourself to do that type of exercise, like running up and down trails. So can you eat, like, whatever you want since you're burning so many calories with that?
Yeah, like, after a long day hike from trail running, like, I'm a machine afterwards. I'm eating, like, a whole pizza. I'm having fish tacos. I'm, like, eating everything under the sun for the next, like, day or two. Like, the metabolism, I feel, increases exponentially after a strenuous hike or, like, a really awesome trail run.
Well, I love to eat, so it might be worth it just for that, you know, just to burn those calories so I can eat whatever I want, right?
That's the biggest incentive. That's the biggest incentive for hiking and trail running, the meal afterwards. You're dreaming about it and fantasizing about it even before you finish. So,
yeah. Okay, so speaking of being in shape, I wanted to ask you about the SoCal Six-Pack of Peaks Challenge. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so there's this really epic challenge that originated in Southern California called the SoCal Six-Pack of Peaks. And what that challenge is, it was started by this guy named Jeff Hester. You choose six out of, like, 18 mountains. Like, there's several options, right? And you bag or conquer these six out of 18 mountains. You can choose whatever, which ones you want to do. And you're basically conquering all of Southern California's tallest peaks. Mm. And some of those, and these are all, like, major day hikes, like anywhere from, like, 7 to 10 miles long or even 10 to 15 miles. And a lot of them are located in the San Gabriel Mountains. And some of those mountains that are, that qualify for the six pack of peaks are, like, Mount Baldy, right? Mm. Strawberry Peak, Cucamonga Peak, Ontario Peak. If you go 2 hours outside of LA to Palm Springs, Mount San Jacinto, which is the second tallest mountain in Southern California. And then if you go a little further out, like San Bernardino, San Gorgonio, there's another hike called San Bernardino Peak, San Gorgonio. And then they have a bunch of other peaks in Orange County and San Diego. And it's something I believe you can finish within the calendar year and you can mm-hmm. register online. So a lot of people do it officially, also unofficially.
And it's kind of like honor system. You just say that when you did one, you just register it.
Yeah, like when you sign up, there's like a log that you have and you kind of input data and then take photos and mm-hmm. you can show proof. And it's probably one of the coolest things I've ever done. It was like the most epic way of like rediscovering Los Angeles and Southern California through these epic mountains that I had no clue existed. Mm-hmm. Being in LA for like 13 years, like it definitely changed my perspective of SoCal and made me fall in love with LA all over again.
Yeah, it's always motivating when you're doing it as part of something like that, an event or with other people.
Exactly, yeah.
So when does that start? I don't know if I missed it. When did you say that starts?
I mean, you can sign up whenever, but I think usually most people sign up like January, February, and you have like a calendar.
Oh, it's an ongoing thing? Or
yeah, typically. I think they do the... I think they refresh it like beginning of January or February, but you typically have like a calendar year to finish it. Because what they normally did was there was a finisher's party. I think it was in November or December. So you got to mm-hmm. finish it before the finisher's party in order to, you know, be with everybody else if you're able to make that.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll look out for that. The SoCal Six Packs Peaks Challenge. All right, let's see if we got any questions here before we get to this last ones that I have. If anyone has a question, go ahead and type it in there. But let's talk about any LA hiking hacks, because for beginners, I think, you know, even stuff as basic as equipment, the right equipment might be tricky. So is there any hacks you would have for going out hiking on these type of hikes that you're talking about where it's just like a day hike?
The big day hikes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, you got to definitely have the right footwear. You definitely, that's probably one of the most important things, because a major mistake that newbies do is or people just getting into their journey is they get hiking boots or trail runners that fit them perfectly. You always want to get like trail runners or hiking boots that are half a size up or a full size up, because over long periods of time your feet swell up, especially on these long day hikes that have like steep terrain, tons of elevation gain. You know, you're out in the sun, you want your feet to feel the most comfortable, because that's your most important tool. You're hiking on your feet. I think the thing is, you're supposed to have like the width of your thumb in between like the top of your big toe in between the front of the boot. So definitely keep that in mind, investing in the right hiking boot or shoe. No, there's a bunch. I definitely want to mention this one because this helps whether you're a beginner or, you know, you're moderate or advanced. Like, I wish I knew about the All Trails, like, pro version much earlier into my day hiking or trekking, because for people not familiar, All Trails is this app where you can discover hikes and read reviews and get trail conditions. And they have, if you pay for the pro version, it's like, I think it's only like $20 to $30 for a year. So the equivalent to two cocktails, so it's nothing. Mm-hmm. With the pro version, you can download the offline maps and you don't need signal. And those are really important, you know, when you do these major day hikes or even like a beginner hike that's like 1 to 3 miles. Because I even found myself lost in my beginning hiking journey, like when like I'm on a small day hike, when I'm on a small beginner hike in Malibu, because yeah, it may be 2 miles long, but there's several turns, you know, I don't know how much further to go. Like, I don't like to feel lost. I want to feel empowered and know where I'm going to a certain landmark, right?
Yeah, that must be a scary feeling if you're, you know, a beginning hiker and you don't know where you are, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, spring and summer is coming around. So the weather's getting much warmer and hotter really quick. So I like to have ice cold water, you know, like definitely bring a hydro flask, like, or a hydro flask-esque bottle. And if you don't have that, you know, put like ice in your Nalgene water bottle or your hydration bladder, because there's nothing worse than being on a hot hike and drinking hot water. It tastes gross and nasty. Yeah. And you're like, this doesn't feel good. Like, I don't even think this is doing anything. And I found myself a lot of times, you know, with warm water. And to go on top of that, I think a really awesome hack is, you know, if you're going to do a warm hike or a long day hike, pre-hydrate before the actual hike. Like, drink like anywhere from like 500 liters to 1 liter of water before you go on that long day hike. And I'll even go a step further, like optimize that water and like put something like Liquid IV, which is like an electrolyte powder. Mm-hmm. And it's also a hydration multiplier. And there's many similar products such as Liquid IV. And that's what I do as a hack in terms of, you know, when I do these long day hikes, because I'm already like optimizing my body before I hit the trail instead of playing catch up. Because on these long day hikes, a lot of people run out of water, they get dehydrated. So you want to, if you're able to, you want to optimize your body right before the hike and also ideally 2 days prior. And I got this one tip from a guest of mine, Jesse from Midweek Hikers, and I've been using it. He said, if you're going to do a big day hike, eat clean 2 days prior. So if you're doing a hike on Saturday, like let's say it's Mount Baldy, right? Eat clean Thursday and Friday, and also try to drink as close to a gallon of water on each of those days. Yeah. And I promise you, like, when you hit that trailhead, you're going to be like, wow, I feel good. I'm going to crush this. And you're going to be like optimized for the hike.
Yeah. It makes sense to not like go out drinking the night before or something.
So, a terrible idea.
Yeah. Hiking Honey had a question. I think it's an interesting one. She asked, what's your favorite trail meal or snack to bring?
Ooh, can I say two?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Oh, I'm Filipino, so I love dried mangoes. That's a must. And I found myself, I always bring banh mi sandwiches to all my summits, all the peaks that I bag. Mm-hmm. So it's banh mi is this Vietnamese sandwich, has like cilantro. You can have different kinds of meat in it. The French baguette. Yeah, dried mangoes and banh mi.
Yeah, and banh mi is probably easy to carry too, right? Because it's mostly dry, you know, so it's not.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a hassle to carry that around.
Yeah, it holds up pretty well, I would say, too, for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. So if anyone has any other questions, go ahead and put them in there and I'll try to get to them. But I wanted to take us back to Los Angeles. So this can involve hiking or not, but I wanted to ask you what your perfect day in LA would be, from getting up to going to bed. Where would you go and what would you do for Justin's perfect day in Los Angeles?
That's like the best question ever. Seriously. My dream.
I love to hear people's answers.
My dream day in Los Angeles. Well, since I'm this much more outdoor-centric person the past 4 years, it would definitely involve a big day hike. I would go to Mount Baldy. I would go to the tallest peak in all of Los Angeles County. And how that day would look like is, to get more into the details, I would probably wake up around, I would do it either on a Saturday or a Sunday, and I would wake up around like 4/5 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then ideally start at the trailhead, probably either 6 or 7 a.m. and then go with a tight-knit group, you know, maybe like anywhere from like 3 to 5 people, you know, members of my crew, the Just Trek crew, or maybe some other people that I'm friends with. And, you know, it's nicer when it's a tight-knit group, because when it becomes a big group, there's just so many variables that can happen. Mm-hmm. And ideally, I would like to reach the summit of Mount Baldy by 12 p.m. or beforehand and enjoy the views, mingle with other hikers up there, enjoy my banh mi sandwich and my dried mangoes. Yeah, and just take awesome content, take photos and videos with the big plaque up there. Like the Mount Baldy, it's an iconic summit. You know, it's a SoCal hiker rite of passage to do that hike. And after that, you know, there will be the descent down. And so I guess to be more specific, I would want to go up the Devil's Backbone and down the Baldy Bowl / Ski Hut Trail, and ideally get to the trailhead around like 3/4 p.m. And then that's when I would fantasize about, okay, what am I going to eat afterwards, right? Where are we going? Like, this is the most important question. Where are we going? Yeah. So I would probably go towards the beach, because mm-hmm. my ideal day would involve bagging a big mountain or a big peak and then going to the beach to enjoy a sunset. And along the way, I would get a smoothie, you know, to curb my appetite to before we get the whatever dinner we're going to get. And I would say I would go to this place called Teddy's Red Tacos in Venice Beach. Okay. It's this, have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah, it's this Venice local spot. It's that whole birria, Tijuana beef marinated style, like tacos. And you dip like the quesadilla and the taco and the consume.
Uh-huh.
It's been my addiction the past like year and a half, 2 years. And I would go to Venice. I mean, I would go to Teddy's Red Tacos in Venice Beach, take that to go. Go lay out in Santa Monica or Venice Beach, enjoy the sunset while eating my food. And sometimes what I like to do is I like to have like the perfect soundtrack for like certain moments. So I might play something like The Future Beat Show by this guy, DJ Complexion. It's like this 2 to 3 hour radio show of like the most beautiful organic like electronic music. So as I'm eating my tacos, I'm watching this sunset, I'm just hearing like the most beautiful music all at the same time. And then that will culminate my like most perfect day in LA. And then afterwards, go back to my room, lay on my portable massager and just look through my photos and reminisce and just smile.
Yeah, that's amazing. Sounds like an awesome day. And it kind of ties back into what we said earlier, like you're doing what you're passionate about. So even on your day off, you're doing that passion, you know?
Yeah.
Like ties into what everything else you're doing. So before I forget, I'm going to type down Red Tacos.
What was that? Teddy's Red Tacos in Venice Beach. But they also have a location in Silver Lake as well, I believe.
Okay. I've had those type of tacos before, but I haven't had Teddy Red's taco. So with the Just Trek, what are your plans with that? Because you had mentioned that you do some get-togethers. I'm sure you'll be doing a lot more of those as things open up and, you know, everything mm-hmm. opens back up. So what are your plans with Just Trek and the brand there?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to build up the Just Trek platform, you know, as this hiking and outdoor, but also lifestyle platform, right? It consists of a hiking group, the Just Trek crew. It's also a blog. A lot of people don't actually know it's a blog. And it's also this outdoor-inspired podcast. So my goal with it is, you know, I just want to inspire, motivate, and elevate people, you know, to a higher state of well-being by getting outdoors and exploring their local trails, right? Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to build up the content, you know, like the Just Trek podcast up to a point where, you know, I have a really awesome sponsor or like a partner where like I can, you know, have more resources to really bring it to the next level as well, you know, mm-hmm. bring in more awesome guests, more local hikers. And then, yeah, with the group hikes, you know, that's a special component of it because that's like the experiential or the event portion. Like a lot of people, you know, they want to hike, but they don't know about hiking groups, you know. So being able to provide like a sense of belonging or provide a tribe to people that want to get outdoors with other people, like that social aspect, I want to be able to provide that from time to time. So I definitely need to start planning my sunset hikes out for the summer. And I'm really excited about that because I feel like I've just attracted a lot of really awesome people into my life ever since I got into this hiking outdoor journey of mine.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think, you know, as things open up, like we're talking about, people are going to be looking to find their tribe, basically, mm-hmm. and connect with them and do, and go out and do things. You know, I've had people asking me, when are you going to do meetups and stuff like that?
Sure.
And so, like you said, you connect with the people who are into the things you are. And I think people are really going to be looking into that, looking for more of that in late 2021 and definitely 2022. So that's awesome that you're able to bring those people together. So where is the best place that people can go to find you and your content, Justin?
Yeah, sure. So if you want to check out the podcast and my website, just go to justtrek.net. It's JustTrek.net. And you'll find the podcast there. I also have a merch store as well if anyone wants to support. And you can also go to my bio link on my Instagram profile. You'll see it's a Linktree. Mm-hmm. link, so you can see the Just Trek podcast at the top. And if you're just searching on like the podcast circuit, just type in Just Trek podcast into Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and it should definitely pop up.
All right, cool. So everyone who's into LA hiking, you want to find your tribe, go check out Just Trek. And remember, we've got an awesome giveaway coming up between Just Trek, Life Hacks LA, and Bungee America. We're giving away two jumps to some lucky winner, and that's probably going to happen the last week of April, so look out for that. Thanks a lot, Justin. It was really great talking to you, my friend, and we'll talk again soon with this giveaway.
Awesome rocking with you, Stefan. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
What's up, LA Hackers? This is Stefan again. I hope you enjoyed my conversation there with Justin from Just Trek. And if you want to get more amazing hiking tips for Southern California, you can follow Justin on Instagram at just.trek. Or like he said, his podcast is his main thing. And just type in Just Trek anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's T-R-E-K. And he's also got a blog. So if you're into hiking, especially here in Southern California, Justin's your guy. Go check him out. Really cool guy. And he's got some really great content, as you heard in the interview. All right. My hack for you this week is giveaways and prizes. So you heard Justin and I talking about the giveaway that we're doing here in the next couple weeks. It's a bungee jump giveaway off the Bridge to Nowhere, which he had just recently experienced and described in our interview. But I wanted to encourage the people who listen to the podcast but don't follow us on Instagram to make sure you check us out on Instagram for the next couple months, because we're already kind of known for doing giveaways, but it's slowed down over the past year with COVID. But now it's picking up again, and you know, the stuff that we've got coming up in the next few months is just amazing. It's only going to get better in the summer. We're probably going to be giving away something every week, and they're just going to be like next level experiences. You know, the kind of stuff you see on The Bachelor, you know, like a bachelor date, that kind of stuff. So just this month, we'll have had four, April 2021. So in the summertime, it's going to get really crazy. So definitely pay attention to the Instagram over the next couple months if you want to get in on some of these amazing giveaways. All right, guys, that's all I got for you this week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.